U.S. senators from the Northwest say it's time to strike a better bargain with Canada over hydropower generated along the shared Columbia River. That was one upshot of a Senate hearing Thursday to discuss how to renegotiate a nearly 50-year-old cross-border treaty. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports.
A range of witnesses in the power generation business claimed Canada is getting a lopsided deal under the terms of the 1960s-era Columbia River Treaty. A Bonneville Power Administration exec testified the U.S. substantially overpays BC Hydro to coordinate water flows from upstream reservoirs. Democratic Senator Ron Wyden of Oregon bemoans the money comes out of the pockets of Northwest ratepayers. Idaho Republican Jim Risch wondered what would make Canada agree to a better deal.
I think that this is going to be a really heavy lift to get the Canadians to try to do something about this. I mean, if I was sitting on the other side of the border, I'd look at this and say, guys, look, here's the treaty, you know, where's my check?
None of the American witnesses could speak for Canada, but the provincial government of British Columbia recently released a position paper. It defends the value of the many downstream benefits it attributes to coordinated river management. The Columbia River Treaty can be reopened for modifications starting next year. I'm Tom Bonsi reporting.